Today's reading is in Matthew 26, starting in verse 17. Matthew 26, starting in verse 17. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." I think the Passover was always a celebratory event for the Jews. It was the beginning of the true Exodus. It was the final plague upon Egypt that convinces Pharaoh that he must let God's people go, even though Pharaoh does come chase them down afterward and then his army dies in the sea. But you've had all those other plagues that have come upon Egypt and Pharaoh hardening his heart over and over and over. And finally, you have the death of the firstborns, but there was a situation where the Jews could be spared from that if they followed the instructions of God. And so the Passover meal was a remembrance of the passing over of God's people because they did those things in faith. And so that meal was a remembrance, and it was intended to remind them in such a way that that would stand as a testament for generation to generation in order to remember what God had done and have that faith in Him. So I think it was a celebratory event to celebrate what God had done. Now, that kind of gets hampered by Jesus starts talking about, "One of you is going to betray me." And I've always wondered, you know, what it must have felt like to be one of those disciples who has followed Jesus for all that time and then him make this statement. And I imagine going through their minds is, well, who one of us would possibly do such a thing? In other words, I think that they'd spent enough time together and they followed Jesus through thick and thin all of this time to where they're wondering, how could any of us possibly do anything to betray Jesus? And so Matthew reveals that Judas then asks, "Is it I?" And that's always stood out to me as well, because here Judas is not really realizing what his intention is, even though he's already asked, "Well, what would you give me if I hand him over to you?" And remember the 30 pieces of silver that was offered to him, as we talked about yesterday. So Judas already had this plan going into action. So it really isn't a question, "Is it I?" He's already started the ball rolling. But I think that reveals to us that I don't think Judas was really thinking everything through. I don't think he really understood this plan that he had. In other words, I don't think he got all the implications or understood the ramifications of what he was going to do. That may be because he just figured, well, Jesus is powerful enough that, you know, nothing can really happen to him, or whether he thought that things wouldn't go as far as crucifixion, or maybe he even thought that he would somehow be able to get the money and nothing really happened at all. I don't know what was going through his head, but I think this reveals that he doesn't quite get it. We also have here Jesus instituting what we partake of on the Lord's Day each week, the Lord's Supper. And so he takes this unleavened bread, that's what they would have had at the Passover, and he distributes it and has this prayer. And we likewise, we partake of the unleavened bread representing his body that was hung upon that tree. And then he does likewise with the fruit of the vine, which for the Passover, it would have been unfermented wine. So it would have been grape juice that had not yet reached the point that it would create any alcoholic content. Sometimes people question, you know, why does it have to be unleavened bread? Why does it have to be unfermented wine or grape juice? Well, it's because that's what they used for the Lord's Supper. And that's what they used for the Passover. And so that's what we are to use. No leaven and no fermentation. No corruption or addition or changing of the elements that the Lord instituted. Jesus has, on several occasions up to this point, told them that he was going to be killed, that he was going to die, that he was going to suffer at the hands of the Jews. And here, when he institutes the Lord's Supper, he says, this is my body, this is my blood. And as far as what we have recorded for us, there's no questioning of this. And so I still wonder whether they got it. I don't think it has sunk in for them. I don't think that they understand. And that may be by God's design so that they don't do anything that interferes with what God's plan was. I think that a lot of this telling them what was going to happen was for their benefit after the resurrection so that they would remember that Jesus prophesied these things. There are some ideas among religious folks that say that, well, you know, Jesus being crucified meant that he wasn't accepted, and so the church was kind of an afterthought. Well, if they won't accept me, I'll just make the church and then we'll do it again later where he comes and then is accepted. No, that's not the truth at all. This was the plan of God, and Jesus reveals that as he tells them this is what's going to happen. And so they shared in something that was extremely significant in partaking of this Passover meal, which becomes the Lord's Supper memorial. And it probably won't truly be evident to them until the establishment of the church and they begin partaking of that. We read about the church partaking of the Lord's Supper. We read about Paul talking about the Lord's Supper. We realize what a huge, significant thing it was for them to partake of it. And then we must evaluate ourselves and realize it should be that significant for us too. This is our Savior and our Lord that we're speaking of. So these are some important things to think about today. And as we approach the Lord's Day, obviously we should be getting ready to memorialize Jesus and discern the body and the blood of Jesus. And I look forward to doing that with you and hope that you will be there. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.